Welcome to Lime Church Podcast. I'm Rohan Battersby, the facilitator of Lime Church, and this episode is called Fresh. Fresh is a word you'll find on our Lime Church branding. That is Lime Church, a fresh church experience. We'll examine a number of the factors that I believe influence the freshness of our church experience, and this topic will overlap into other areas we'll explore in more detail in future episodes. So let's camp on this word, and we'll see if I can justify to you how we can brand our church in this way. Let's get it out the way from the get-go. Fresh is absolutely a reference to limes. Yes, the green citrus fruit. Limes often freshen up a dish or a beverage. Think squeezing a lime over your delicious piece of tandoori chicken, or squeezing some lime into a bowl of your favourite Thai laksa or Vietnamese pho. Think about that squeeze of lime they make over a soft taco just before they gobble it down, or the way lime juice freshens many of your favourite drinks. No one would argue that lime freshens up our eating and drinking experiences. We would put to you that Lime Church will freshen up your church experience. But how can we possibly make such an audacious claim? Let me say, we're not suggesting that most church expressions are old and stale. One of the definitions for fresh is new and different. While we're not criticizing traditional church structures, we will put to you that many folk will experience Lime Church as new and different, and they will like it. Folk will also experience a certain flavour about Lime Church, which will add to their experience, but I'll talk about this in another podcast episode. I'll make sure to insert plenty of food anecdotes when I talk about that. Lime Church is about a lifestyle expression of church, not just about having religious events. That's why this podcast is an important step in helping you understand if Lime Church is something that resonates with you. The ideas we talk about and how you engage with them are just as important as coming together. You can engage with what Lime Church is well before you come to any of our physical meetings. You might even be participating in fellowship dynamics right now that perfectly mesh with Lime Church. If what I'm talking about in this episode resonates with you, then in a way, you're already part of the Lime Church experience. Three structural components work together to help create the freshness we're talking about at Lime Church. Of course, God and people and culture and so many other factors define an experience. They don't just come down to structure. Think about going to your favorite cafe with a group of friends. Initially, you might choose the space for the food and coffee you are serviced with, the environment of the place, including the decor and the location and the general vibe of the place. But there's other really important aspects to what you experience, like the quality of folk who you meet with and the interactions you'll have when you're there. No one knows exactly what you're going to be chatting about when you meet for a catch-up. The delight is getting together with another person you're interested in or you value highly. It doesn't matter what you talk about. You just know it's going to be great. There's a sense of expectancy about your meeting. I can't say to you that you'll only be meeting with cool people that you'll have fun with. No publicly accessed space like a church or a cafe can guarantee that. What we can guarantee is that there are socially accepted standards of attitude and conduct that work in those spaces, and Lime Church will be no different. So I hope it's clear to you that we can't control all elements of the Lime Church experience, but we can provide the structure and the space. People will be a significant factor in determining the freshness of Lime Church. What do I mean by this? Fellowship is a high priority at Lime Church. Now, fellowship, of course, happens in all churches to varying degrees, but rarely, if ever, is it prioritized as the core practice. Many churches choose and prioritize a format of ceremony, starting with worship in song, followed by some instruction, and then followed by some informal fellowship. Again, I'll talk more about this in detail in another podcast episode, but religious instruction doesn't need to happen exclusively in that format. Have you ever noticed that when we're chatting and interacting with each other, we are often sharing important information? Many people would be surprised, if not a bit disturbed, about the dynamics of education spaces that exist today. Teaching is not always lecture style and instructive, but starts with the educator giving the concept and then students learning in a self-directed learning format, with teacher support. The teacher is often not an authority on every topic that exists, but will help facilitate students to seek out information and content for themselves. Religious instruction doesn't have to come from behind a pulpit. It can be conversational. One of the benefits of conversational interactions are that you get to participate more personally in that process. University tutorials work like this. Information doesn't just pass one way. How information is conveyed should not be the priority. It's about whether or not people are growing. Having the opportunity to engage ideas in discussion can be a very helpful way of learning. Ultimately, what you believe matters, and even if perhaps incorrect in a variety of ways, your ideas need to be voiced because you are the temple of God, and you will ultimately administrate His kingdom wherever you are. We can often do this badly at times, but we should all be working towards representing God better and more accurately to each other and to our community. And herein lies an interesting aspect of Lime Church that we wholeheartedly believe in: the priesthood of all believers. A priest is someone who is a connection point between God and the community. Let me unpackage this idea for those of you who might be new to this concept. One of the amazing things about Christianity is that through the shed blood of Jesus and accepting Him personally in your life, you have the capacity to commune with God directly and minister His presence to people. This is one of the miracles of Christianity. God was not ever standing at a distance wanting only a few favored people to have access to Him and perform priestly duties. All of us have this capacity from the minute He pervades our temple, the priesthood of all believers. Not just as lip service or in a doctrinal statement, but in reality. This, of course, raises the question, how do leadership dynamics work with us all collectively being a royal priesthood? We'll cover that in more detail in a further episode, but sufficient to say for now is that if you identify as a Christian and have accepted Him personally into your life, then A, you are a temple of God, B, God can fellowship and directly commune with you, and C, through that fellowship and communion, you can help other folk come into a relationship with God. I think we often get Christian leadership and secular hierarchies confused. Christian leadership should never usurp the authority of God in you or your responsibility to administrate the kingdom of God wherever you are. I'm not saying there is no leadership in the church. Clearly, there are leadership giftings and appointments within Scripture. But when these roles are leveraged to lord over people, rather than lead them into deeper intimacy with Christ, then something has gone wrong. The New Testament clearly demonstrates that leadership appointments are meant to prepare you for the work of ministry. I'll unpack this priesthood concept more in a future episode. But if you're struggling to comprehend that God would want to dwell in you and that He has qualified you to be a priest, can I suggest going and reading the account of Jesus' life in what are called the Gospels in the Christian Scripture? The Christian Scripture is often called the Bible and is made of many different segments of literature that were written a long time ago but still have great relevance for our lives today. The Gospel literature is entitled Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can easily download a Bible app on your smartphone. I recommend the Bible Gateway app and starting with the NIV translation. I think you will quickly appreciate that Jesus qualifies the unqualified, values folk most of us don't, and is prepared to risk His reputation to be associated with people who the religious establishment have labeled as unworthy. Let's get back to our cafe concept for a minute and how structure and space contribute to our experience. Structure and space are elements that the owners of a cafe can control and influence. Other aspects are more out of their control, like who attends, what they will say, and how they will conduct themselves. Let's examine the element of structure and how this can be influenced by Lime FM facilitating this church expression. There are three key elements to our structure. They are foundation, format, and flavour. I am extremely confident that the foundation of Lime Church is unique. But don't think we're pursuing uniqueness for uniqueness's sake. The foundations of Lime Church are both biblical and relevant to church practice today. When new churches are started, they usually make some differences to the flavour component of the church, the things you experience on the surface level, the things that influence the way you perceive your church experience. But foundationally, they often remain identical to the structures they are birthed from. Often even the format is very similar. The foundational beliefs of Lime Church are very different. Lime FM is unashamedly a parachurch organisation. If you're not sure what that means, let me explain. A parachurch organisation acts predominantly in what would be considered a secular space to offer a service to the broader community that churches acting alone cannot or would find very difficult to. Often parachurch ministries will be developed by traditional church structures, but established as separate entities that are administered by folk on a day-to-day basis. Much could be said about the relationship between parachurch ministry and church relations, but this is not the right time to deep dive down that well of discussion. Parachurch organisations often carry the mission of the church into the community and carry a gospel flavour of charity and good works. What is the gospel, you might ask? The gospel or good news that is fundamental to Christianity is that God wants to have a relationship with you, and He has made this possible through Jesus Christ. He's not just passionate about you standing in His presence, He's passionate about stepping out of the place He exists in to any and all spaces to invite everyone into a relationship with Himself. You were actually created to be in relationship with God. God is our designer, and our best humanity is found when this glorious relationship occurs. Again, I won't get bogged down into this too much right now. Perhaps just be mindful of the fact that God, the creator of all things, wants to have a personal and ongoing relationship with you. If you understand this, it would carry you a long way spiritually. No sin you've ever done is too great that God's grace can't cover it. No place you're currently in is too dark that God's glorious presence can't inhabit it. If what I've said is good news to you, then I encourage you to do some business with God and let His presence in. Nothing will freshen your life more than starting a relationship with God. So the gospel is fundamental and central to everything we do at Lime FM. We want folk to come into a relationship with God and deepen their experience with Him in a lifelong journey. It's this gospel centricity that Lime Church is birthed out of. I'm going to talk in a later episode about gospel centricity and a gospel quotient or GQ assessment tool I'm developing. This can help Christian organisations determine how central the gospel is to their constructs. As I've worked with many churches in my dual roles as station manager at Lime FM and pastoral care worker with Schools Ministry Group, it has become quite obvious what kind of church expression works best with who we are here at Lime FM. And a gospel-centric church is certainly one of those key elements. While it's true that parachurch ministries can become unhelpfully separated from church life, It's also true that churches can become separated from their gospel mandate through lack of partnership with parachurch ministries and a commitment to formal missional endeavours. The freshness that Lime Church has comes in part from our gospel centricity, because God is about the gospel, not just in talking about it and theorizing about it, but practically demonstrating the gospel by going apostolically into spaces that have not heard the gospel and allowing the testimony of Jesus Christ to be known. The word apostolic is a word that means a sent one. Jesus was our great apostle and was sent by God to reconcile the world to himself. God is still about the business of sending his church into our community. Some Christian leaders and their institutions may have lost this focus over time, but it has and will always be a high priority to God. I don't believe that a religious institution has the right to call themselves Christian unless they are demonstrating they are gospel-centric through formal gospel initiatives or partnerships with local missional entities. Lime Church can demonstrate this, as we are intimately connected to 104.9 Lime FM, a ministry that has been built from the ground up as a gospel-centric missional organisation. This gospel centricity will contribute to the freshness you experience at Lime Church. God is creative and fun and compelling, and he delights to participate with folk who are valuing and prioritising his gospel plans. I want to talk about Lime Church's fundamental tenets and see if I can show you how this informs and influences the flavour we carry and the freshness folk will ultimately experience. Most folk who engage with Lime Church will not care in the slightest about this stuff. And why should they? Let's consider a radio station analogy for a minute. When you turn on 104.9 Lime FM and start enjoying our broadcast, or webcast for that matter, shameless plug, I doubt very much that you care how the content got there. You care about the media product you experience, not how the product was developed. You don't want to hear about the hours and hours spent examining lyrics and songs for appropriateness for our family-friendly, positive alternative brand. You likely don't want to hear about how we use our computer software to schedule the songs and create the playlists you hear. I doubt even more that you want to hear about the technological platforms that keep Lime FM running, how we use business-critical computing systems to guarantee broadcasting integrity, and utilize things like error-correcting code RAM to reduce the risk of shutdowns. Yada, yada, yada. Most folk who enjoy Lime FM don't want to hear about that stuff. They just want to turn on the radio, enjoy it, then turn it off, and get on with life. Lime Church will be a lot like that. Most people will enjoy the flavour of Lime Church without caring too much about the foundational tenets or biblical foundation that it's built on. But these foundations do actually influence the freshness of what you experience at Lime Church. So let's examine each of these elements a little and how they produce the freshness we're speaking of. What are the foundations of Lime Church? Lime Church is an ecclesiological entity, church for short, built primarily around fellowship rather than teaching and ceremony. And we believe that this is a legitimate and necessary expression of church. There are plenty of church options that emphasize more traditional elements of a church service, if that's what you want or need. But Lime Church is shamelessly about fellowship. Now, if you're a person listening to this episode and you don't identify as Christian, then let me quickly define fellowship for you. Fellowship is a Christian term that best equates to the word socialize for most non-religious people. It means folk who identify as Christian getting together and through interactions with each other, encouraging and strengthening the Christian faith they have. Fellowship definitely has a social aspect to it. To encourage each other and instruct each other, we need to understand, appreciate, and execute social norms of behavior so we remain respectful and remain within generally accepted and reasonable limits of community socialization. But Christian fellowship has a God aspect to it too. Because people who identify as Christian are very much about God and literally carry the presence of God within them, we want Him to inform and flavor our fellowship. If you're not quite ready to identify as a Christian, or you're someone who has struggled to interact with traditional church structures and hierarchies, then Lime Church could be a great option for you. Why is that, you might ask? Because the spiritual component you are going to get is gentle, and you won't be ambushed with me getting up on a platform and sermonizing you. You might come to Lime Church just because you like hanging out. While I am the facilitator of Lime Church, you might have something you need to teach me. You know, we can all learn from each other. The next foundational element of Lime Church is that we are interdenominational. Interdenominational means a number of sections of the church working together for a common purpose. We believe that interdenominationalism is a stronger basis for sound doctrine than sectarian denominationalism is. Whoa, that's a big and wordy statement. Let me break it down for you. If you're not quite across how most churches operate, let me explain. The church is broken into many different sections, which are often called denominations. Denominations have distinct ways about them. They have distinct doctrine and practices about most things to do with church life and their own take on how Christianity can, and sometimes perhaps should be, expressed. Denominations have their own specific qualifying structures that ultimately produce formats and flavours that you experience in a church meeting. Denominations often find it very difficult to meet with each other and other sections of the church. They're often indifferent to them and find it difficult to work together, even in the best of circumstances. Lime FM is constitutionally, that is foundationally, an interdenominational ministry. This means we cooperatively come together from many different church denominations, laboring together for a common missional purpose. The requirements to do this are very different than meeting under a denominational brand. When we have an opportunity to work together, we can continue to develop our doctrinal beliefs. This would often be seen as a threat to a denominational expression, who often desire adherence to their denominational distinctives and specific way of doing things. Interdenominational cooperation can lead to a more rounded and maturely formed doctrinal understanding, as we must get our heads around the reality that God is partnering with someone who may have different beliefs than us and learn to appreciate their perspective. If you struggle to believe that God could be in and partner with a church that you know has obvious flaws, be they doctrinal or otherwise, then think back for a minute to how God presences himself and partners with us personally, even when we are faulty and flawed. We saw this principle of interdenominational cooperation outworked when we ran the Sunday wrap-up here at Lime FM. A number of senior ministers labored together to create a Christian worldview narrative that was united for the sake of those who don't identify as Christian. Working together in this way meant we had to lay down all the sectarian bias we may have had and embrace the challenge of cooperating with other folk in the body of Christ who may think and do things very differently than we do. But we achieved it. A prominent Christian leader at a conference stated once that when you're on mission, you tend to forget about what the person's doctrine is standing next to you. You just get on with the job. Interestingly, if I may digress for a minute, the denomination that hosted that particular conference has constitutionally embedded into their system that they will not participate and worship with other Christian denominations. It was amazing to see a segment of this church publicly and quite emotionally change their minds about this exclusiveness and embrace other segments of the church. At some point or another in a person's journey with the church, sectarian bias may become frustrating, as fixed beliefs may be palatable for a time, but will eventually be viewed as uninformed belief if that institution and its leaders won't willfully allow themselves to be influenced by other members of the body of Christ and develop a broader and more complete doctrinal narrative. Having a church platform that is accessible to folk from all denominational backgrounds will actually produce a beautiful freshness as we lay aside our fixed way of doing things and embrace those who are very much a valued part of the body of Christ. Some would say that fellowship is an overly simplistic expression of church. Yet the most high-functioning of us, through to the neediest of us, require fellowship. Religious content and its accessibility abounds in our day and age. Folk don't need to go to one exclusive church to get religious content like they did half a century ago. Even if you are someone who participates in a church currently, what your preachers and teachers are saying is being judged against all the other content that is readily accessible to folk through books, education, and media. The age of being the only voice informing a person's faith is long past. There are people who have a high level of meaningful religious knowledge but may never stand behind a traditional pulpit. These people can potentially make a valuable contribution to those who might have only a fraction of the Christian worldview perspective they do. Now, before I upset too many people, I completely endorse the teaching of the Word of God and continue to support multiple leaders from varied denominational backgrounds who regularly teach the Word of God in more traditional ways. In fact, that point leads nicely to another I'd like to make. And I think it's one that will really impact the freshness of Lime Church. And that's of its non-exclusive nature. What does that mean? It means we don't mind if you participate with another church expression. Exclusive commitment is a common value promoted by most churches. The more positive aspects of exclusive church commitment are that it allows for accountability and consistency. But accountability can be established in more than one way. When accountability is demanded by an institution, it can make life difficult. Lime Church blesses your interaction and commitment wherever God has called you. That may be at Lime Church for a brief time or a long time. Another high-profile minister stated once, "One of the greatest mistakes I've made as a Christian leader was teaching obedience to the church rather than God." We wholeheartedly believe in learning to obey God and learning to trust what He is telling you. Other acts of cooperation and submission really come from this relationship anyway. Don't think we're promoting a do what you want when you feel like it brand of Christianity at Lime Church. But we are acknowledging there is space for you to fellowship and explore your faith with more freedom than what some would perhaps allow. I will remind people that freedom is something inherent to the Christian reality. Freedom from sin and freedom from heavy religious constraints. Jesus said to come to Him if you are weary and heavily laden, and He would give you rest. Are you worn out by the obstacles religion puts in your way? We're advised in the Word of God not to allow ourselves to be influenced by legalism and seduced by those who would will religion as a tool to achieve self-interested outcomes. Lime Church is giving our community an opportunity to experience something fresh, something new and different, and something that will become more commonplace throughout our community. The freshness of Lime Church will bless those who want access to a progressive fellowship platform, and it will bless you if you don't identify as Christian and want a non-threatening environment to explore Christian spirituality within. You're already part of the narrative. Become part of the conversation. Are you ready for a fresh church experience? Let's meet.